I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
What's up, Wisconsin? And beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Monday, y'all. I don't know, I woke up this morning, I felt pretty good today. Lots going on. We got a great show for you today, but more importantly for each and every one of you, this week kicks off Civic Media's Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest. I don't get to give anything away, Brian, or at least give the code words for this text to win. But
we don't get the code words this time?
We're not this time, but really excited to announce the contest. So the hook here, like the green and the gold, refers to the fact that each hour there's going to be one winner per hour, not during the show, but during the 7 a.m. hour, the 11 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. So in those 4 hours of the day, there's going to be one winner per hour that's either going to win $100 cash or gold jewelry. Get it? The green and the gold, which I think is super cool. To qualify to win right now, if you do not yet have the Civic Media app, go ahead to your favorite app store. You can download it. Just type in Civic Media. You download it for free. And then you pick whichever station you want to make your primary station. I like the WAUK. I also like the WMDX. But I like all of our stations, especially our talk stations. But it's also across many of our music stations as well. So pick a station, listen in, and then when you hear the code word to go for the green or gold in the 7, 11 a.m., 1 or 4 p.m. hours, you text in, you just press the little text button at the bottom of your screen on your cell phone, and boop, you will be entered to win. And here's what's super cool, Brian. It's football season, y'all. So, of course, if we're talking green and gold, we're not just talking about the jewelry and the cash money. We are also talking green and gold, some football teams that you may be very well acquainted with. There will be one grand prize winner from this statewide text to win contest that will run until next Friday, so all of this week and all of next week. We're going to give away to one lucky person a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Very cool.
That is very cool. Actually, it'll be very cold probably by then.
Yeah, very cool and cold. What's the coldest game you've ever been to?
Probably one I played in.
Oh.
And that was the worst. And actually, the coldest I ever got was pretending to be a Chicago Bear. I was on Soldier Field.
How does one do that?
It was during Devin Hester's reign as really, really good.
Yeah.
And I did a commercial for a computer store, and he was coming to life in the store, and I was one of the players that got to be on the field because for some reason they said they asked people who have played football before, and we all raised our hands, and those are the people who are allowed to be on the field because we knew how to walk on a field properly
and not tear it up.
Yeah, well, it was awesome because we had sleeves on, like the long sleeves and stuff. Well, the NFL people came down and told us to cut it all off, so the costume people had to come in under our pads and cut it all off, and we were frozen.
We weren't playing. Pink bear arms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're not throwing off any heat. Coldest I have been to one at the frozen tundra that was extremely cold. It was maybe around like 5 degrees Fahrenheit when I was much younger. And then maybe about 10 years ago, I went to a game at Soldier Field, a Bears game, and it was legit minus 10 Fahrenheit outside.
No.
I put on every piece of outerwear I had. It was like, well, let's start with the Under Armour, then the fleece, then the puffy vest, then the, you know, the winter coat. And then I had lost a little weight. I had this big fancy top, like wool long top coat that I used to wear over my suits, right? So it fit a little larger. And I popped that thing on top. We had the, you know, those, the hot packs that you crack crack open for Hunt. I mean, everybody in Wisconsin, everybody's nodding at their radios right now. Yeah, I had bunches of those. We took extras with to swap them out during the game. It was brutal, and it was much, much worse at Soldier Field than it was at the frozen tundra at Lambeau, because Lambeau, like, there is no breeze in Lambeau Field.
Well, and if there is, it's not as much as the howling wind
off the lake.
That is off the lake, and also magnified if it goes the other way, because it comes through downtown. I dressed very similarly when I was a doorman on Hubbard Street.
same thing going on.
Four coats on. Some guy tried to punch me once.
You're like, do that again.
I just stood there and I'm like, really? And he goes,
never mind.
And he stopped and like walked away. Like, it was the most non-violent fight I've ever gotten into.
That guy that you're hearing from is my wonderful producer, Brian Kelly. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I always like to talk a little sports, little what happened this weekend on Monday mornings before we jump 2 feet in to the news of the day and the week. Of course, folks, we got a really busy show for you, as we always do. Dr. Ben Weston, Milwaukee County's health policy advisor, is going to join me at the bottom of the hour. Of course, we've got Maggie and the Millionaires talking money, as we do every single day here on the Maggie Dawn Show. That'll be at 3 p.m. We got a great guest for you, the founder of the Patriotic Millionaires, Erica Payne. And then at 3:30, I'm very humbled and excited to have the White House's executive director on historically black colleges and university, Dr. Deatra Trent, will be joining me. Always a pleasure to have these guests from the White House. They know so very much because President Biden today, as part of HBCU Week at the White House, announced another incredible investment in historically black colleges and universities. So we'll have Dr. Trent with us this afternoon. But I did want to take a moment, Brian, to talk about the Emmys, because in addition to football, you are not just a football player and a fabulous radio producer and my buddy and an all-around great guy. Brian Kelly, some of you may know, is an actor.
I'm a card-carrying member.
SAG member. He's fabulous. You may have even seen him on things like Chicago PD. I know I looked up all your old episodes because it's cool to like point at the TV and be like, I know that guy.
It's weird. It kind of takes you out of it for a second.
It does. Yes. It your suspension of disbelief goes away immediately. And there was a big celebration of television yesterday. The Emmys, the annual Emmys, were on. Now, I'm not a huge one for the award ceremonies, but given that I've gotten more involved in entertainment doing a radio show, the production of the whole event becomes much more fascinating to me, because it is a logistical nightmare every year. So much can happen. Brian, you thought the you thought there were some issues.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Someone's getting fired.
Somebody's getting fired, per Mr. Brian Kelly. What was it that led you to conclude that, for people who may not have watched?
Three or four returns came back, and there was no audio for the person on the mic. They raised up the mic backwards. The entire setup of everything was kind of awkward. They didn't really transition very well, and it just kind of... At least they got the memoriam right. They didn't have... And it was great that the Milwaukee dancers danced at the Oscars, but we didn't see the memoriam, and this time they did. It was really weird to see Jelly Roll being very... Listen, Jelly Roll's great. I'm not dissing Jelly Roll at all. But it's really... Hi, I'm Jelly Roll, and here's something really, really, really sad.
Do you think the moment got to him, or...
No, he was great. He was fine. It's just the dude's got tattoos on his face. It says Music Man, and it's just a weird thing for me.
I really like Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he was bad at all. I think he's saying great.
Tattoos on the face now are just sort of par for the course.
I'm telling you, old man me, who's normally very open to stuff, I was like,
It's just it did present an interesting visual, yeah. I will say, a little bit non-traditional. Speaking of tattoos on the face, y'all, I am so excited because tomorrow I'm going to be going to see Teddy Swims in Madison at the Sylvie. He's got some tattoo work on his face.
Go ahead, get tattoos in your face, dudes. I just, for me, I was like,
Yeah. Well, you texted me last night and you said, Mags, I usually don't listen or watch to these shows, but you got to check out John Leguizamo's acceptance speech. And you went and got some audio from this, which I think is really cool because I actually got to meet John Leguizamo once back in New York when I lived there for a number of years. My boxing trainer was originally from the Bronx and grew up like a block and a half away from John Leguizamo, which I thought was super cool. And I was doing, I wouldn't call it a fight. I would call it like a demonstration match, you know, like, in a church basement. And afterwards, I went to my trainer's house in the Bronx to like meet his family, and his wife had cooked. It was this whole amazing spread. I love some Puerto Rican food. And John freaking Leguizamo stopped by and we hung out, had a couple of adult beverages, ate some amazing food together. I think there may even be an old film or like, oh no, not film. The SIM card, because we were still using cameras with the
digital SIM card. Yeah.
There may be a picture floating around somewhere on my boxing trainer's now lost and forgotten camera of me, like, put him up with John Leguizamo because, you know, I'm enormous.
That's awesome.
And John is not.
He's got the right makings for a really famous actor. Small body, giant head.
Giant head. You got to have. I'm the opposite way. Enormous body, tiny head, little peanut head. But that's me, Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. When we come back, we'll listen to John Leguizamo's acceptance speech at the Emmys last night. I think it was really provocative, really interesting. And part of Mr. Leguizamo's, I think, long and important history of speaking out on these sorts of topics. So keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. That guy's Brian Kelly, my producer extraordinaire. You're listening to this Monday edition of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're all kicking off the week well, but keep it locked. More coming up next.